trying to figure out how to use your time, talent, and treasure. We're going to get into that directly next, so stick around. All right, all right. Welcome to Full Power Ministries. I'm Andrew. This is Brandon. And on this channel, we ignite biblical manhood through motivational, encouraging, and inspirational videos for you guys. And basically, if you're new here, consider subscribing. We'd appreciate it. And Brandon, before we get too far into it, why don't you pray over us, please?
Absolutely, man. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you've given us, this beautiful day outside. Lord, I pray as we discuss our time, talents, and treasure, Lord, that you will allow us to grow deeper and fall deeper in love with you and fall deeper in love with your word. And Lord, show us how we can give sacrificially in each one of those areas. Lord, it's in your son's precious name that we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, man. So time, talent, and treasure, right? Let's get right into it. Kick us off with time.
Absolutely. Time is one of those things that it's what we have the most of, speaking in those terms, and it's what we have to guard closest with, because how we use our time directly correlates to what is most important to us. So when we're talking about our time, we need to consider four areas mainly: our prayer life, where and how we pray, what we do as far as that. Is it something that we do flippantly? Also, Bible studies. How we study God's word and how we prioritize that study of his word, because that's how he communicates with us and we communicate back through prayer. So it's a little bit of a circle there. And there'll be some cards up above from videos that we've done in the past talking about those topics in depth. Also worship, how we worship God and how we use our time whenever we've gathered together to glorify him. And that brings us to church community. Church community is vital. Scripture says not to forsake the gathering together of believers. And it's something that's vital. We have to have that iron versus iron, the sharpening together and the gathering together to worship his holy name. Not only that, we've got to evangelize. We've got to share the gospel with other people. That's the Great Commission. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20 says, "Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things." So that's our job. That's our job to do that. And once we've shared that gospel with them, we can't just leave them there and tell them to go sit in a pew. We've got to do something. We've got to share and how we discipleship them or how we disciple them. So it's vital.
Yeah, man. And I agree with that. I mean, that's in a nutshell exactly how we use our time to glorify God. And, you know, so we're thinking about time. Let's talk about talents. And, you know, we've all got just a plethora of different talents. Some people are gifted in teaching. Some people are gifted in singing. You know, some people are good in the creative arts. Some people are good at technology. Some people are good at babysitting. You know, no task is too small or too insignificant. Absolutely. There are no insignificance or small tasks. It's all vitally important to advancing God's kingdom. And what do we do with those talents? Well, we build what God wants us to build. And one of the main things is we build his church.
Yeah.
We invest in the local church, in our local family, our body of believers. And man, we volunteer. We step it up. We serve. We're guys. We need to get off our duff, do some stuff, start some projects, you know, do some weed eating around the church, do some AV at the church. Take care of the babies at the church. I mean, come on, let's go.
Absolutely.
And so basically get plugged in, right?
Yeah.
And what comes to mind is Phil Bynes was just on the show not too long ago. He's the CEO of Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur. Awesome guy. Love that guy. I'll throw his video in the card up here, but basically he was talking about the church organism versus organization. Yeah. And how here in the West, we've really pivoted away from organism, which is the biblical model, into organization, which is just, you know, kind of production value.
Yeah.
Whatever we got to do to get the production value higher and get more people in the seats, you know, it's not about working together as members of the body. You know, 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 27 talks about many members of one body. That's the babysitters. That's the trash picker uppers. That's the parking lot guy. That's the coffee counter guy. You know, that's all the people coming together and upbuilding the body of Christ. And not only do we have to build strong churches, but God wants us to grow our families. You know, if anything, that's our first calling to be the spiritual heads of our families, leading our wives, well, leading ourselves first, leading ourselves first, letting God lead us so that we can lead our wives, so we can lead our kids, so we can grow our families to honor God. And basically we use all of our unique talents creatively and passionately to do that. We don't just, you know, okay, I'm here, let's play Legos. I mean, that's part of it, you know, but don't be passive. Like, be engaged and think, okay, you know, how can I use Legos to help little man share better with little lady? You know, how can I help them share better? Or whatever. Be intentional about it. So you're using your talents there in your family. You're also using your talents in our community. You know, God doesn't call us to mediocrity. He's not like, okay, do everything as if on to me, but, you know, do it halfway. Don't work hard. No, he says, do everything as if on to me. And what that means is give an effort.
Give an effort. Strive towards excellency.
Absolutely. Strive towards excellence. I just heard a video, another podcast earlier this morning, not ours, but another guy. And his guest said, perfection should always be the goal. We can't get there. But it should be the goal still.
Absolutely.
Because that way you'll shoot for perfection and you'll land on excellence. I mean, come on, let's go. So anyway, in the idea of our communities, we have to take our talents, which we're all so uniquely imbued with these awesome, beautiful talents that God gives us, and build up our workplace, or build up our school if we go to school, or build up the gym that we go to. You know, be a light, be an encouragement. Invite guys to church, engage in your community. You know, don't just sit back and be, you know, I'm bad about this. I'll put myself under the spotlight of scrutiny. Man, ever since they came out with AirPods, this is me at the gym. Nope. Don't talk to me. I'm just getting my pump on. Don't do it. Don't talk to me. And God convicted me about that the other day. He's like, are you here to use your talent, which is, you know, hanging out at gyms, and I love that stuff. I love fitness. Are you using your talent to glorify me? Are you just kind of doing your own little thing and not being light in the gym you're at?
Absolutely.
Come on. So anyway, sorry to be on my high horse about that, but talents are important. God gives them to us. We got to steward them, got to give them back to him in glory. So that's what I got to say about that, brother man.
Absolutely. So we talked about the time that we have, now it's given. Talked about the talents and how important it is to be able to use those for his kingdom. And this is where every church member gets squeamish. Our treasure.
Ooh, we're talking about money.
Our financial treasure. And, you know, we look at it, we've heard, if you grew up in church, you know, you constantly hear, oh, we're going to pass the offering plate around and do this whole thing. And it can be an awkward situation. But what we have to realize is if we're giving of our time, we're giving of our talents, we should also be giving of our treasure. And how we steward what God has given us financially, it's vital. It's really important. So here's a couple ways that that we can do that. Avoid unnecessary debt. Don't go out and purchase large things that you might not have the financial ability to fully pay for, or it might become a burden to you later on. So be wise whenever you make those decisions, and don't jump into something in the deep end that you might not be able to recover from. And that allows you to be able to save and invest. So saving and investing your money is a biblical principle as well. But also, not only are we going to save, not only are we going to avoid unnecessary debt, we have to give strategically. Don't just give willy-nilly. Make sure you do your research and discern what it is that you're actually giving to and why it's important for you to give there. But whenever you've decided what you're going to give on, give sacrificially. Don't just give a little bit if you've got more. Make sure whatever it is, you give sacrificially. And you look back at Mark chapter 12, the woman who gave her 2 pennies, that was all she had, her 2 cents. And when she gave those, she gave all she had sacrificially. So give as if it is going to be something that is important to you to give to. Saying where your importance is, where your time is, where your talents are, that's where your heart's going to be also. So that gives a good roadmap for how we steward those things in our life.
Yeah, I agree, man. You know, and I think that gives us a good overarching kind of framework for time, talent, and treasure, so that we kind of have this good roadmap to be able to say, well, this is how I use what God has entrusted to me. this is how I steward it, you know, or to use how Tony Evans kind of talks about it. He says how you manage it, to put it in modern terms. We manage, we're stewards. So how we kind of manage these time, talent, and treasure that God has given to us. And I think the other thing that we have to underscore all of it with is has to be Spirit-led. You have to be seeking the Holy Spirit, and you can't just do it under your own power, yeah, under your own, you know, dreamed up wisdom,
yeah,
whatever. It has to be Spirit-led. And God gives us wisdom. He gives us discernment. He gives us the Holy Spirit to give us the ability to figure that stuff out. And we have to tap into that, or we're going to squander the time, talent, and treasure we have.
Yeah.
Dude, do you mind praying over us guys?
Absolutely. Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, as we discuss these topics that are vital for the Christian life, Lord, I pray that you just prick our hearts. You'd allow us to see the necessity behind why we should give sacrificially in these three areas. Lord, our time is valuable. We want to give it to you. Lord, our talents, you've blessed us with the ability to do things. We should give that to you. Lord, our treasure, don't let us become greedy with our financial gains. Lord, I pray that you would allow us to give freely, give sacrificially, Lord. And I know that if we are faithful and just to do these things, Lord, you'll bless us. And that's not why we're doing it. But Lord, we appreciate the blessings that come along with being faithful to you. And Lord, it's in your precious Holy Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, man. All right. So I think that's good. That gives us the framework for time, talent, and treasure. That's how we glorify God. And guys, this is our marching orders. This is our action points. This is what we need to take away as our challenge today. Don't waste the time, talent, and treasure that God has given us. Absolutely. It's unique to each of us, and we have to be able to use it to honor and glorify God. So guys, as always, we appreciate you tuning in. We've actually got some videos here that you can check out. Go ahead and subscribe if you haven't, and we'll catch you in the next video. God bless.